2196, Arthur Watson Jr., southeast of Road 305, 1/2 mile southwest of Road 48.
That way you know next time.
A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Smash new comes on, that way you know. Right, make sense?
Names and addresses, please.
Arthur Watson Jr., 2120 Baker Street, North Merle, this is my wife.
Okay, what's your name and address?
Yes, Mary Watson, I stay at home.
Okay. And do you both swear affirm testimony about the use to be the truth, the whole, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, take the podium then and make your presentation.
I like how you doing.
Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, my name is Arthur Watson. About beginning the first of the year, we tore down a trailer that my wife been having ever since 1972. And we purchased a new trailer, Oakwood Homes. And we really didn't have the survey money, but I measured the property and I did a good job. I did 58 feet from the road. And I received a phone call after the property was up that I was 5 feet over, and I couldn't understand this under. So I couldn't understand it. So when I talked to the adjustment, he said, you don't measure from the road, you measure from the stake. And everybody told me 40 feet from the road. So I was misled and I made a mistake. I'm right now, I'm 48 feet from the road, but I'm still, it's not in compliance with the Delaware law.
You said everybody told you. Who was everybody?
100 people. My wife is from Delaware.
I'm from Delaware, and they always said measure from the road. When they got the papers from, like, the Oakwood Homes, they were saying, you know, when you asked me what they said by the surveyors, I said, well, I already had surveyors. My stakes are up, you know, because they said you got to go 10, from, make sure you're 10 on each side, 20 from the back, and 40 from the road.
Oakwood told you that.
Yeah.
And saying the road, yes.
But this the problem.
But it was the problem. I think that's what they was, maybe that's what I called them back and I talked to them about it. And the lady that was there, she was saying, well, measure from the road. And I said, no. Now after it's up and you all done put it out there, I'm finding out it's from the property marker.
Yeah, but I like to state this. I gave myself some allowances. I went 58 feet instead of 40. And I live in Washington, and me and my wife have been married for 6 years. She's born and raised here. And I got a phone call saying that the people that do the foundations, saying that I had more than enough, do I want to come forward with some? I said, that's great, as long as I have 40 feet.
Now, these people doing the foundation, were they representatives of Oakwood?
Yeah. I think it's someone they hired to, I guess, it was, to come in, because I've never met any of them.
They did their own, had their own plumbers,
they come in
their own electrician. They did, because I was going to try to shop around and get a better deal on the foundation, but then I say, if it don't go right, those people not going to be around. So although they was higher, and I was away, I'm not here, I trusted them, and they assured my son, which live here, that I could go back some because I had more than enough. I know I had 58 feet from the road, but I didn't know about the stake until I talked to the people from here. They called me on my phone, and they told me I was 5 feet or 4.5 feet. And I said, that's not right. So I came all the way back up and checked it. He told me from the stake, and he was right.
Yeah. Okay. The which office of Oakwood?
That's Millsboro, sir.
And have you talked to them about this problem since?
Yes, but now that I'm talking to them, they're saying to me that I should have paid $1,100
for the survey. And we like had the place in layaway for 6 months, so we didn't have $1,100.
But you had already told them that you had the stakes marked?
Yeah, they gave me the stakes.
They the ones gave, no, see, when they asked me for a surveyor, I thought that they meant, you know, like how the four stakes from the back, you know, you got two in the back, two in the front to tell you what your property line is. What they said, I said, oh, well, that's been done years ago. They're all still visible. They're still out there.
Mm-hmm. So you had marked it where the survey marks were? You put the stakes where the original survey markers were?
Oh, no, I can explain.
I'm talking about for my whole property line. Yeah. I guess I'm not explaining
her,
right.
And her property line, they have a stake at the front and a stake in the back on old corners, you know.
All
it's like 80 some feet, like 100 and something. And what happened was the house she had there, it was tore down.
But it went down.
And the house that we purchased was too long to go in that way, so we had to take it in the long way. So Oakwood Home gave me the flags and everything, and I took my ruler, me and my son, we did about 10, 15 times. And I got 58 feet from the road. I didn't have to measure back because I had like about 25 feet from the back or something. And one side of the house, I got like 15 feet. And the front of the house, I have like 30-some feet because it went in the thing.
So where you originally decided you wanted the home.
It was right.
It was right.
So what happened?
And a representative of Oakwood Homes, the mason, suggested that you could move it closer.
And my son called me.
They could come forward a little bit.
And that was a blessing to me.
Sure. So have they offered any?
Nobody's going to meet up to that phone call.
Nobody wants to meet.
Because it wasn't legally documented.
Wasn't in writing.
We verified. I said, okay. I was so tickled to death. I was tickled to death, and I said, okay, you know, that's great, you know.
So what did they say about, you know, their representative telling you that you could move it closer?
The people that did the brickwork, they told my son, which was standing right next to him, my son called me, standing right next to him, and said, hey, Pop, they said you got more than enough room. You can come forward a little bit. I said, well, that's great, as long as I got 40 feet.
So they haven't offered any concessions?
Oh, no, they won't answer the call. We haven't had running water all weekend, and they won't answer the phone.
Who was your representative there?
Kathy.
I think her name was Kathy Walker. But they, you know.
You know,
like I said, I guess, but when I talked to them, they said, well, we asked you, did you want a surveyor? And they called me and said, well, we got somebody that's $1,100. And I said, we don't have that kind of money.
Mm. I understand. Of course, now you see the value of $1,100.
I understand that.
I do, and I apologize, you know.
Well, but
you know.
The fact that you had it, you were, it appears or sounds like you had planned for it to be in a setback, and then their representative told you that you could move that.
Yeah, but no, this person that came and did the foundation, mm-hmm. you know, because the person that actually put it on there, they had, you know, they put it right where the foundation was. And I had the right markings, you know, mm-hmm. I went more, even though I didn't know at that time, not from the road, from the state. But when the adjuster told me from the state, and I went out there, and he was right, you know, when I say I talked to a lot of people, my whole family,
that lives down
lives
that area,
here,
you know.
And everybody
and
got this
I guess we
miss.
Called the wrong people, because over 30-some years ago, that's when I put my first
My brother-in-law just came
so
here.
I didn't know.
Understand.
My brother-in-law just came about a month ago for the same thing, and he still say 40 feet from the road. So it's just a miss. So I learned my lesson.
I've learned the hard way.
Who got the permit?
Huh?
Who got the permit?
Oakwood Homes.
Oakwood Homes, yeah. What permit for the house?
Yeah, Oakwood Homes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we didn't take care of anything. They took care of all the permits.
They took care of all that was included in the purchase of the home.
Okay. So you bought everything as a package?
Yes, sir. Except the land. The land was already
home. Had the land.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mill? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Burrell, is there... Is there a way that we could appeal to Oakwood to offer some concession, or...
I'm afraid that would be a private matter between these folks and Oakwood. The only thing we've done in the past is, you know, I think there was a point where we told the folks at the desk not to take an application from a particular dealer without a survey, but the problem is they just put that, you know, transfer that expense to the homeowner, so sometimes it doesn't work so well.
Yeah, they just pass it on.
Mm.
This is certainly unique in that their representative suggested that it could be closer.
I've had the manager in my office talk to him about problems.
Have to have him back again.
But the problem is they're not just, it's not just one person. There's two or three.
I understand.
They're involved.
Okay. All right, Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion. We take case number 10,196 under advisement.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,196 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10.